It was the third straight day I'd been on CNN or CNN headline news. As part of that discussion on a Friday afternoon in September, I'd expressed my love for the First Amendment and boobs, a phrase I'd been using for years that was, to me, more gripping than just saying I was a First Amendment absolutist. And the female host, Brooke Baldwin, reacted with pearl-clutching indignation. How dare I, a man, have the temerity to appear on CNN and say I liked the First Amendment and boobs, when I'd refused to apologize for what I'd said, she'd abruptly ended the interview, igniting an immediate media firestorm. The firestorm didn't bother me. I absolutely love being in the middle of media firestorms. It's where I'm most content. But my wife wasn't happy with me. As every husband knows, when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Moments before I'd done the CNN interview, I'd told my wife that our busy week was almost over. When I finished the CNN and Fox News hits, we were taping Fox News for a Saturday show, we could take our three boys, ages 9, 7, and 3, out for pizza and relax before the weekend's college football and NFL games. I'd even told her that things were going spectacularly well with OutKick and that our surging ratings on radio and online readership might lead to a White House invite before long. My wife, whom I met our first year at Vanderbilt Law School, had voted for Hillary Clinton and wasn't that excited about visiting the Donald Trump White House. However, I've been arguing with her, whether you voted for the president or not, you had an obligation to go to the White House if you were invited to go there. I thought I'd been making some headway. Now I had to trudge downstairs from my upstairs office where I worked all day to talk to her. When I arrived downstairs, she was not happy with me. "I think you're going to get fired," she said. This has been my wife's fear for over a decade, that my insistence on saying exactly what I believe and not tempering my opinions to avoid offending anyone in our perpetually offended society was going to eventually get me fired. That the online mob was going to line up, put me squarely in their sights, and before everything was done, I'd be unemployed. I had partly protected myself due to her fears by founding my own company, OutKick the Coverage, and creating a burgeoning sports media empire predicated on total and complete creative freedom. What I sold to my audience every day was four things: that I was going to be smart, original, funny, and authentic. Since the company's founding in 2011 and many years before that even, I'd found myself in the center of many media firestorms. But this was going to be a different level of attention than ever before. "I'm not going to get fired," I told her. "This is the best thing that's ever happened for my career. The people who love me will love me that much more, and the people who hate me will hate me that much more. All of that is great for what I do. Love and hate are just two sides of the same coin. The CNN host overreacted, and I didn't do anything wrong." She rolled her eyes. "Why didn't you apologize?" she asked. "For liking boobs and the First Amendment? What are you going to tell our boys?" "I'm not going to have to tell them anything. They're going to like boobs too. It's biology." She rolled her eyes again. "Look," I said, "there's nothing to worry about. CNN has already invited me back on their shows for Monday." This was true. In the immediate aftermath of my appearance on the show, CNN had left me a phone message inviting me back on their network on Monday. My phone, which had been blowing up with reactions from friends, family, and coworkers for the past 20 minutes, buzzed anew. It was my boss at Fox Sports Radio. "We're getting some pressure to fire you from the radio show," he texted. "Call me." "What's that?" my wife asked. "My friends like boobs too," I said. But I left her and went back upstairs to my office. I've been fired a bunch of times before. The first time I got fired was in college when I didn't show up for work on Sunday at Abercrombie and Fitch because I went to a Denver Broncos and Washington Redskins game instead. I was fired from the first congressional campaign I worked on as Democratic Congressman Jim Cooper's driver and body man because I wrecked the congressman's wife's Volvo sedan and then took a trip to New York City without giving proper notice. At the website